Tom Petty's music embodied the essence of rock and roll: freedom, truth, and rebellion. I'm running down a train. With a career that spanned more than half a century, Petty was hailed by some as a musical poet.
Music, as far as I've seen in the world so far, is the only real magic that I know. Just something really honest and clean and pure, and it touches you in your heart.
Petty grew up in Gainesville, Florida during the 1950s. Don't kiss me, don't. He met the king, Elvis Presley, on a movie set when he was just 11 years old. That was the moment, Petty says, his life was forever changed, and he became hooked on rock and roll. By 1974, Petty's Gainesville band, Mudcrutch, was California-bound. The country rock quintet landed a record deal in L.A. I live on the west side. Mudcrutch disbanded a short time later, and in 1975, Petty formed a new band that included two other Mudcrutch originals.
I really think I'm in one of the best rock and roll bands in the world.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers became pioneers of the Heartland rock movement. Their straightforward rock and roll sound and unpretentious lyrics generated a string of hits and catapulted the band into international fame. Breakdown. Breakdown, and you take me through the night. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Refugee. And The Waiting. Later, as a solo act, Petty's Southern-influenced sound brought a new wave of success, Free Fallin'. I Won't Back Down. No, I won't back down. And You Don't Know How It Feels. In 1985, Petty's quirky persona found a new outlet, music television. He played the Mad Hatter in Don't Come Around Here No More. And years later, a mortician in Mary Jane's Last Dance. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. By some accounts, the same uncompromising spirit that made Petty a musical craftsman also fueled his notorious legal clashes with his record labels over the rights to his songs and the price of his albums. And he declared bankruptcy in 1979 to get out of a bad record deal and launched a lawsuit tour to pay for the legal fees. Petty's music legacy includes more than 25 albums and countless awards, including 3 Grammys. In 2002, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Petty's prolific journey was immortalized in the 4-hour documentary Running Down a Dream in 2007.
People often stop me and say, hey, thanks, you've been the soundtrack of my life. What more can you ask for than for those songs to touch somebody that way? It's just beautiful.